The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and we're going back to the 1400s today with Father Foster to Tivoli, is that right? Called Tibur in Latin.
Tibur, yes, Tibur. The Romans had villas.
It was a summer place, wasn't it?
Yes, yes. Horace had his famous villa out there.
It's an
Villae Estive. Augustus gave Horace his villa out there, you know, Vicovaro. Right down the street from Vicovaro.
But it's also linked to Pius II, who's one of your favorite popes, right?
Oh, yeah, he's my favorite. Well, he is my favorite. And he built that massive fortress, which was restored, you know, 2 years ago. Brand new, sparkling, it's out of this world.
How do you say the fortress was restored 2 years ago?
Duos abinganos arx est tota redintegrata.
Redintegrata.
Redintegrata was brought back to its fullness.
It used to be a prison.
Oh, it used to be many things, of course, over 600 years. What do you want? But he built it to keep people from invading over that hill down to Rome, you see. And Malatesta, all of his enemies, and the Turks and all that.
The Turks wanted to invade Rome?
Oh, certainly. They got up the Tiber. They destroyed Monte Cassino and a few other things, you know. Anyway, that's why you have where the Vatican Bank is, that whole circular thing there that you go into the Vatican Bank.
Yes,
that's
well, our listeners maybe don't know, but the Vatican Bank is housed in a circular building.
Which is a fortress protective tower of Nicholas V.
Who precedes Pius
II. Yes, 1447 to 55.
The Turks were a menace to Rome.
Well, they were for the whole Western world.
How do you say that?
They almost minabantur omni occidentali orbi.
Which means that they were a clever people, a clever civilization.
Well, they were very powerful. And the Christians were disorganized and couldn't get anything together. And they were moving west. Oh, it's very dramatic.
How can you say
dramatic.
That in Latin?
Excitat animum.
Which means?
And fabula excitat animum. This whole story awakens our spirit. That's Pius II. So the reason why they're celebrating this, he was born in 1405. You see the five number.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in 1464, a four number. So now we have four and five. So last year and this year, they're celebrating, all over Italy, and he was all over the world, you know. He was made poet laureate of the Holy Roman Empire.
When was this?
When he was 37 years old.
How'd you say poet laureate?
Laureatus, poeta laureatus, with the crown on.
The crown of laurels.
Yes, yes. By Frederick III, and it's out of this world. The whole story is... Without Latin, forget it. Now what?
You talked about Turks at the time being really gung-ho.
Yes.
So how would you say the Turks were gung-ho?
Okay.
And the Christians couldn't get their act together?
Intentissimi erant Turcae. Intentissimi. Et deditissimi. Dissipatis Christianis. The Christians having been spread all over the place.
But can we actually speak about the Christians and the Turks? Because the Turkish Empire was something...
Well, the Turks, call it what you want. The Muslims.
Saracens.
Saracens. Yeah, I know the Turks. The Turks. The Ottomans weren't there yet. But anyway, they're coming.
How would the Latins have called them? The Turks?
I don't know. It's you should hear. Ooh, the terrible things he has to say against the Turks. He sends them all to hell immediately.
Like
so
what?
Much for ecumenism.
This is Pius II.
I mean, maledicti et perditi. They were cursed and ruined and horrible people. Ooh!
Because they wanted to invade.
Well, yes, yes. And he wanted to get the Christians heated up against the Turks. So he had to call them all the terrible names in the world. Dirty, rotten scum. That's what they were.
How do you say dirty, rotten scum in Latin?
Fakes at centina orbis. Fakes. Fakes, yeah, fakes. Feces. At centina's, village water of the world. Oh, we should see him against the Turks.
Who was Pius II?
He was a nice guy.
Well, a nice guy who said things like that.
No, he was a nice guy. We have a nice guy. All kinds of nice guys today saying terrible things.
How'd you say that? We have all kinds of nice guys today saying terrible things.
Etiam hodie optimi pessima dicunt. Optimi pessima dicunt.
So who was he?
He was extremely educated. Then he became the secretary to several popes. He was the secretary to an anti-pope, Felix V. Huh? And then Eugene IV came along and said, well, okay, let's forget about that, and forgave him that. And then he became a cleric and became a pope in 5 years. Oh, he had a tremendous life. Some cardinal was reading the letter. He said, that's not the original letter. You're falsifying the letter. And he says, abi et non redito. Go away and never come back in our presence. Oh, he was a real man, a real intelligent humanist.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.